The State Disaster Policy Cabinet has met to discuss a crisis at the Pelican Seafoods plant. Flooding damaged the plant's water supply in August and endangered the cooling system that contains anhydrous ammonia. Whether or not the town wins a formal disaster declaration remains up to the governor, KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
Jeremy Zedek with the Division of Homeland Security says the cabinet's recommendation will not be released to the public until it's been reviewed by the governor.
Discuss what the decision was, but we will process the paperwork and get that to the governor's office so they can make a formal decision.
The cabinet met last Friday afternoon to discuss Pelican's request for a disaster declaration. The Chichikov Island community filed its initial request in August after flooding damaged its water supply and impaired the flow of coolant to the compressors at the seafood plant. The refrigeration system there contains about 20,000 pounds of anhydrous ammonia, which might leak out if the compressors fail or if the system otherwise warms up. Temporary repairs have since been made to the 70-year-old water system and the situation has stabilized. Zedek says that doesn't rule out a disaster declaration from the cabinet.
The state doesn't have to wait for a disaster declaration if people are in danger. Different state organizations, different departments, divisions can just take action if people's lives are at risk. Those dangers appear to have been mitigated, and so we're kind of looking at funding mechanisms now and looking to repair the problem long term.
The long-term solution at Pelican will also involve keeping the freezers going indefinitely or safely removing or releasing the anhydrous ammonia, with the latter being the least expensive option, according to Cake Tribal Corporation CEO Steve Mullen. Cake Tribal has begun foreclosure proceedings on the seafood plant's new owners and seems likely to inherit the responsibility of dealing with the ammonia. Mullen estimates that the diesel fuel alone needed to furnish electricity to the compressors will run to $17,000 a month. Mullen told KCAW that he, too, is waiting on the state's disaster declaration. He said, "Is it right that the community of Cake, which has 80% unemployment, subsidize a much wealthier town?" Barring another solution, Mullen says he plans to work with a refrigeration expert recommended by the Department of Environmental Conservation to safely vent the ammonia so that the compressors can be shut down. But he adds that there is interest from another potential buyer of the plant who may want the refrigeration system just as it is. Jeremy Zedek says finding a path through all these possibilities is why the Disaster Policy Cabinet has taken up the Pelican issue.
Funding can come from when it kind of overlaps different departments within the state. So it's good for everyone to come to the table, have a discussion, then they can make a solid recommendation to the governor.
Zedek does not know when the governor's office will choose to act on Pelican's disaster request. He says every emergency is different. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.